The U.S. Senate moves ahead on ratifying a treaty to reduce nuclear missiles. Ready, set, start.
I hope the Russians love their children too.
The START Treaty, begun during the Reagan years, recalls the tension of the Cold War with missiles and warheads locked and loaded. The Senate poses the question, how much do we all love our nuclear missiles? What START is trying to stop? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. As the Senate starts to debate the START Treaty officially, we're going to remind you what those nasty missiles and weapons are that they're going to be talking about on this Wednesday, December 22nd. Celeste is out for the holidays. I'm joined today once again by Majora Carter, host of American Public Media's The Promised Land. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Hello, everybody.
And they are some nasty weapons.
Oh, I
absolutely.
Looking forward to hearing all that.
You know,
that.
We haven't heard the details, the specifics about them in a while.
Not at all. And it brings back memories of me as a kid learning about arms and all that stuff and not happy.
Sort of a techie look at nuclear weapons this morning. But let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. With a Republican filibuster broken, the Senate is expected to ratify that nuclear arms reduction treaty with Russia today. Senator John Kerry says approving new START is good for the entire nation and not just any political party or politician.
If in the end the Senate in his wisdom ratifies this treaty, it's a victory for the country, not a victory for anybody else.
President Obama has just one public event on his calendar today. He'll sign the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell into law at a Department of the Interior event later this morning. But it's not the only bill ready for the president's signature today. The Senate has given its final okay to a food safety bill.
The first one in a long time.
That's right. Pew Health Group spokesman Eric Olson says it's the first real overhaul of regulations in 70 years.
Instead of chasing down contaminated food after the fact, we are going to be preventing the contamination before it gets onto grocery store shelves.
That's the idea anyway. The new legislation gives the FDA greater authority to prevent national outbreaks of foodborne illnesses like the recent ones linked to foods like spinach, peanuts, and eggs. The Senate will also take up a bill offering $6 billion in aid to 9/11 aid workers sickened by toxic debris at the World Trade Center site. South Korea is preparing for yet another round of military drills, vowing to, quote, punish the enemy if provoked by North Korea again. Large-scale joint firing drills will begin near the Korea's land border tomorrow.
Wow.
In the Ivory Coast, incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo has agreed to let an overseas commission review the results of the election. It's the first sign that he may be willing to concede power to opposition candidate Alassane Ouattara, widely seen as the rightful winner of the vote. Appearing on state television, Gbagbo says he does not want any more bloodshed in his country.
I extend the hand of dialogue. I extend a hand to the opposition, to Mr. Ouattara, and to the armed rebellion that support him. I'm confident in our ability to build a nation peacefully.
A blink, finally, in that political standoff. Gbagbo has not yet lifted a blockade around his opponent's headquarters, and the UN warns there is still a real risk of civil war. The Federal Communications Commission has approved new net neutrality regulations to prevent internet providers from playing favorites among websites. We spoke about that yesterday. And it's now the longest winning streak by any college basketball team.
Mr. President, it's an incredible thing that these kids have done, and we owe you a little bit of gratitude. That lesson you gave them on the White House basketball court really paid off.
Coach Gino Arima took a congratulatory phone call from President Obama last night after the University of Connecticut Huskies won their 89th consecutive victory against Florida State, breaking a record set by the UCLA men's team from 1971 to 74. We'll talk more later this hour with superfan and takeaway listener who called it, Helen Wheelock.
Sure did.
Let's look at the markets. Asian markets and European indices are mixed. The futures are mixed this morning. The Dow gets underway at 11,533. The S&P opens at 1,254. The NASDAQ at 2,667. Coming up, we've been getting great playlists from listeners on the holidays, songs they love and hate. Share your own at 8778-MY-TAKE. But first, the START Treaty. What's it trying to stop? We'll give you the details, a reminder of what the Cold War was all about.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.